Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's stream. I hope you are all well. I hope you've all had an absolutely fantastic week. We are live on Radio Albion, the home of Sven Longshanks. We are live on DLive, and we are live on Odyssey 2. I hope all the different streams are working. I hope everything is good. I hope, yeah, that we're not having any problems. But here we are for our monthly PA update. Now, tonight's stream is a little bit different to the last couple of streams we've done, because the last couple of streams we've done, we have been talking a lot about the problems that PA has faced. We've been talking a lot about the issues that we have faced, arrests, trouble, problems, etc., etc. But tonight's a bit different. Tonight, there's hopefully going to be an awful lot of white pills, a lot of good news. Now, before we get to that good news, if you would like to donate or ask questions, the best way to do so is through Entropy. Now, Entropy is a plugin, basically, or another site that you use where you can send super chats, which are paid donations, or you can send non-paid questions also. Now, that can be done through Entropy. If you ask non-paid questions, we'll answer all of those tonight. And if you ask any paid questions or super chats, we'll deal with them first. We'll ask them out. We'll ask them. We'll read them out. We'll answer your questions. We will do all of that live on stream this evening. So this is, and tonight, by the way, if you can keep questions to things about Patriotic Alternative, about things we've talked about tonight, myself and Laura, we did a political stream on Wednesday. We could ask us lots of political questions, but this is about PA. So if you focus your questions on PA, that would be absolutely fantastic. And Laura will be putting the Entropy link in the chat, and Sven's also putting the Radio Albion link in the chat if people want to use Radio Albion instead. So, Laura, how are you doing, my dear? Have you had a good week?
Hello. Yes, I'm doing very well, thank you. I was just checking that we were streaming to everywhere, and it's not working on Odyssey for me. Is that working for you? It might just be my computer.
No, I think I'm having a problem with Odyssey as well. I'm going to check that now. But I seem to be having a problem with the site, actually. It keeps saying that I don't think it's just me. I think it's the whole site. So if that is a case, well, that's not very good, but there's not much I can do about that. But I will look into it as you're introducing yourself.
Yeah, it did say something like 51 people waiting, and now it's gone weird. But yeah, I had a good week. Thank you for asking. And obviously we did PWR together on Wednesday, which was fun. I'm so excited for tonight, especially one of the big announcements about one of our plans for summer, because we have something planned that we haven't told our regional organisers yet, and they're going to hear it live for the first time with you guys. So I'm so excited for that. I think it will be lots of fun. But yeah, I'm ready to jump in when you are. Mark, are you still sorting Odyssey?
It is a problem with Odyssey. We'll just have to hope it sorts itself out. Unfortunately, it says we're having a problem streaming there, but I can't add comments or anything. So it might be that Odyssey is degraded at the moment. I don't know. Obviously, you have problems on all sites like this when you try to stream. I remember having problems on YouTube. Well, I believe that was the fault of YouTube rather than anything else. I believe it was quite a sinister move there. But let's kick things off with a massive white pill. Now, we do have a couple of other guests tonight. And the first is a very special guest. He's a young lad. He's been on this show before, because he was a young lad that had been arrested, persecuted by the state. He'd had his phone taken off him, and he had also had his computer taken off him when the police turned up at his house and basically conned his mum into letting them in, where they proceeded to take all of his hard drives, including the hard drive from his Xbox. It's, of course, Barclay Walsh, and he's got some good news for you. Hello, Barclay. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and cheers for having me on. It's lovely to see you, Mark. Lovely to see you, Laura, and congratulations on the baby, of course. Yeah, I mean, what can I say? It was a pretty brutal, long journey waiting to get my stuff back, the whole period of getting arrested. It was quite a big mess for the first few months, having issues with my family, which is, of course, what the police wanted to happen. But After all that, I've had all my stuff returned. The charges have been dropped. The saga is over.
That is fantastic news. So if you remember, Barclay was actually arrested for putting out our 2066 whites to be a minority leaflet. Now, at the time, obviously, this was quite worrying for some of our activists. I was absolutely convinced there was nothing wrong with the leaflet. I was speaking to a solicitor. He was absolutely convinced there was nothing wrong with the leaflet. And now we know there was nothing wrong with the leaflet. In fact, the leaflet is perfectly legal. This was just political persecution. Now, at the time, obviously, it was quite distressing for Barclay. And we crowdfunded him a Samsung Galaxy S8 phone, but he has his phone back. Now, Barclay, when the police turned up at your house to give you your stuff back, tell everyone a bit about how that unfolded and what you did to the police when they arrived.
Well, it was only one officer that showed up to return my devices. You know, he had my computer in some industrial bag, and then I had quite a lot of different stuff. You see, that they took some Extinction Rebellion leaflets that I had from when I'd gone to their events for videos, and I had PA business cards. I had a plumber's business card. And they took all this various stuff. I had I had 30 different differently designed stickers as well. I had a PA leaflet. So for some reason, they decided to individually record all and package all of the, you know, stickers and leaflets and stuff like that. And so the policeman asked, oh, can I come in? I said, no, you're going to have to do it outside my doorstep. So basically, he had to go through every single individual evidence bag, getting me to sign something, sitting there crouched down on, you know, the cobbled, you know, doorstep and stuff like that with a seatbelt cutter. And I just went on and on and on. He kept trying to talk to me. I kept giving him really flat and awkward responses just to make him feel uncomfortable. He was groveling, you know. He had to unseal those White Minority by 2066 leaflets. And he was clearly in a bit of rage and agony, knowing that he couldn't do anything about it and that I had won. You know, he's given me all my devices back as well. It's just such a lovely feeling to get one back up on the state. You know, maybe 6 months of irritation from family members thinking I was in some sort of like illegal criminal organization. All of that has been completely wiped out by watching that scumbag grovel on my doorstep.
Well, that's perfect. Laura, do you have any questions for Barclay? Because he's in good spirits. Odyssey is now working fine. And he should be in good spirits. Because I've got to say this, for such a young lad, he hadn't done anything wrong. He kept his head up. He didn't do anything foolish. He didn't collapse. He stayed strong through all of this. And I've got to commend him. I know grown men that would have dealt with this far, far worse than you did, my friend. You did really, really well. Laura, what's your take on this? I'm just going to pop the leaflets up on screen as well while Laura's talking.
Well, I don't have any questions, but I just want to congratulate Barclay on holding his own. Especially making him grovel at the end and not letting him into the house. I hope if me and Sam eventually get our stuff back, the same will happen and we will not let them into the house. But what you've just been through for the last more than 6 months, it's tough. It is tough because your life is in the hands of somebody else and you're waiting to see what they come up with. And we know they're corrupt. We know that they want to make an example out of us, but you just have to wait. And I'm so proud of you, Barclay, because you're only it's 16 or 17 now.
I'm 17 a month and a day from now.
Right. And you've not groveled. You've not cooked. You've not gone back on what you believe and know is right. And I think it takes a lot of balls to do that. And, you know, there are grown men that if they were in your situation and grown women, they would have run a mile and you didn't do that. And I just think it takes big balls to do what you've done. So, yeah, I'm very proud of you. And you shouldn't have to go through this, but you handled it very well.
I mean, it's all fun to laugh at the end of the road, but the journey here was it was pretty messy, like especially with my mother, and she really didn't understand what was going on. You know, it was just I leave for school 15 minutes early one day, 15 minutes costs me, police turning up. They've tricked my mum into letting them into the house. Maybe if I was there, in hindsight, I could have stopped all of this. Maybe they would have just taken my phone or something like that. But no, in the end, it was a complete mess, complete drama. I had fallouts with my family, but it's all been, reconciled now. I've spoken to my mother about, all the issues that the police have been trying to cause. You know, I was actually telling while we were arguing, this was the whole point of the police coming. They wanted to cause an issue. They don't actually care. They're not going to charge me with anything. And what do you know? 7 months later, I never got charged. But yeah, I still, it's given me a real understanding of our enemies, I think, and what sort of tactics they'd like to lay out against, you know, the youth of the nation. You know, I'm only 16 and they're doing these sorts of, you know, depraved acts against me, you know, taking my Xbox hard drive. You know, you're going to find a lot on that. You're going to find that, you know, I play Call of Duty Warzone, you know, oh, incriminating that is, you know, taking, you know, my phones, my new phone. Just disgraceful, honestly.
Well, they you've done really well.
They were probably hoping to, I don't think it was the leaflets that they wanted to convict you on. I think they were hoping to get a foot in and then find something, you know, either some sort of spicy conversations on your devices or something in your house, like, you know, some book that is actually legal to buy or something that they keep sending people to prison for owning. Because me and Sam were actually looking at various police forces in England and counter-terror convictions. And what they do is they arrest people on something just really sort of light and nothing at all. But once they get into their houses and ransack everything and go through everything, they might see a conversation where they're using racial slurs. They might own the anarchist cookbook. They might have, I don't know, some sort of rifle or something in their house, and they'll convict them on those three things. So it's not that they actually did anything wrong to begin with, you know, it was just delivering a leaflet or maybe an offensive tweet or something, but they'll use that as a way to get into your house. And I think that's probably what they tried to do with you. I think they tried to do that with Wesley, and I think they tried to do that with Sam. But, you know, we're all good people, so you're not going to find anything. And I just hope that Wesley's alleged offences, I know they haven't charged him with anything, I hope that it happens to him now as well. I think he still has like 3 months left or something.
Something like that. You know, I speak to Wesley quite often, actually. I'm very close friends with him. In fact, in the expanded of my profile picture, he's just off to the left, funnily enough. But it was just another case of the police just trying to, you know, abuse their powers, do petty things like taking his Game Boys and stuff like that. You know, it's going to be some real incriminating stuff on a Game Boy. It's just bizarre, honestly. It's blatantly just abuse of power to inflict the depraved will of the state on the youth.
Well, thank you, Barclay. It's been fantastic having you on here tonight. And because you've done so well, we will make sure you are rewarded. I think a free ticket to the conference would be well in order there if you want that, my friend.
That's the second one you've offered me. I've already brought one. So that's three tickets I'm currently in possession of now. All right, I'll keep that in mind, Mark.
I forgot I already offered you one free one, but... Yeah, you can have one free one, though. You don't get two free ones. I see that your rub with the law hasn't diminished your cheeky nature, Barclay. But it has been fantastic talking to you tonight. Well done again. Thank you so much. Keep up the good fight, and well done. I look forward to seeing you in the future, and you have got that free ticket to the conference, one free ticket.
Well done, Barclay.
Thank you. Enjoy your evening, everyone.
See you later, mate. Well, I think everyone will agree that is a good start to tonight's stream. But the good news doesn't stop there. We have more good news. And the second piece of good news is the return of one of the best and I think fan favourite events we've ever done. Do you want to introduce this one, Laura?
Yes. Are we talking about Indigenous Peoples Day?
We certainly are.
Yeah. So Indigenous Peoples Day 2020 was a massive event for PA, and it was one of the events that brought the most people to us. The banner that we did on the top of MAM Tor was seen by 9 million people on Facebook alone, and then it was seen by millions on Twitter as well. So we decided to redo that on Indigenous Peoples Day and hold up banners, hand out leaflets, put up posters, put up stickers, legally of course, all saying White Lives Matter. And we asked our community to all contribute something, and the response that we got was hundreds of people putting up signs saying White Lives Matter. Some of the ideas that came back, some people went abseiling down a mountain with a banner saying White Lives Matter. There were people that made bunting and left it on a beach. There were people who painted pebbles. It was just so creative and so much fun. And the best thing about it, believe it or not, was not actually annoying the left, although that was pretty good. It was just the show of force that we gave, you know, just seeing how many people we had. And so many people were white-pilled on that day. And I remember me and Mark and Sam and some other people got up really early and we went and did the banner outside York Minster. And I was home by, I think, 8 or 9 a.m. And I spent the whole day receiving your pictures and uploading them to our social media accounts. And I couldn't upload them as fast as people were sending them in. And I was still uploading them like 12 hours later. It was just a full day of uploading pictures. They're all on the Patriotic Alternative website now. But what we've decided to do is do it again for Indigenous Peoples Day 2021. And we were thinking, you know, should we do something different? Should we say something different? But I think the best idea is to just keep it simple. You know, everybody's already got their White Lives Matters banners and posters and creative things that they made last year, and it works. And we want to do this regularly, you know, every single year. We want it to be a yearly event for PA. So we want you guys to get involved. And Indigenous Peoples Day, this day is on the 9th of August, and we're hoping that it will be even bigger than last year, because we do have more supporters than last year. Obviously, we don't have Twitter and Facebook, but we can get stuff up on our website. We can use Telegram, we can use Gab. There are other people that can post stuff on mainstream platforms for us. But yeah, we're hoping that it's bigger and better. And one thing that we're doing different this year is that we're actually going to make it a competition between the different regions. And I thought this would be such a fun idea because the different regional groups across Britain are so competitive already at the moment. They obviously support each other a lot and help each other a lot. They get on really well, but they always want to be the best at certain things. For example, when we started doing the litter picking, the Great British Cleanup project, everyone was competing to see who could get the most bags. And the record is still held by the West Midlands with 106 bags in a single session. But yeah, we thought we would do a competition between all the different regions. And I mean, God help us if Scotland win, because they are going to be insufferable. But yeah, we're going to do a competition between the different regions. So you can actually get involved with your regional group and your regional organizer, or you can just do something solo if you want, like last year. If you send it all to me, it will still count towards your region. So if you live in Bradford and you send me some, it will still count towards Yorkshire. But the winning region will win three things. First of all, there is going to be a trophy, and it will be engraved with your region. And we thought we'd do it like you know, like a wrestling belt, where you keep it for the year and then next year we go again. And, you know, if you maintain the trophy, you get to keep it again, or you might have to pass it over to another region. So you're going to win a trophy. You will obviously win bragging rights for being, what are we going to call it, Mark? Champions, Activism Champions 2021, or something like that.
We should call it the White Lives Matter Champions, or something like that. Because I think we should call it White Lives Matter Day. I want to turn Indigenous People's Day into White Lives Matter Day. And remember, Laura's missed something here. This isn't just open to people in the UK. We want people all over the world. So we want the National Justice Party in America. We want Jason in America. We want Action Zealandia. We want groups in Sweden, Norway, Finland. We want people in France, Germany. We want people in Canada, South Africa, wherever you live, Australia, wherever you live, do this. Let's make this basically a day about telling people that white lives matter, that we matter, that people of European descent matter. Let's not just limit this to Britain. We didn't last time. Let's make this the biggest day of visibility in the world for white people and for our interests. And let's do this on such a scale that every single liberal on the planet is left in an absolute fit of impotent rage. That is what I want to see.
It's going to be a global thing. And last year we did have people across Europe and people in America, and I think even people in Australia took part as well. It was just massive, and we have grown in size a lot over the last 12 months, so we hope that this year it will be even bigger. But yeah, the three prizes. So you will win the trophy, which is an actual physical trophy that you'll get to keep until next year unless you retain the trophy. You'll get bragging rights for the rest of 2021, and we're also going to use your photographs, your videos, etc., in all our promo material, including right at the top of the first page on the PA website. So it will say, it will have your picture, and it will say, just for example, PA Wales, winners of blah, blah, blah. So yeah, we hope you like that. And none of the regional organisers know about this yet, apart from Sam, because Sam was in the room with me when me and Max spoke about it. And as soon as he heard about it, he was like in his Yorkshire group chat, like, right, guys, we need to think some good ideas for this. So I know that people are going to be really competitive. And I don't want to scare any of the other regions, but I have heard that at least one region has a drone. So some regions are going to be taking this very seriously, and I'm so excited to see what they come back with.
Well, I absolutely can't wait for this. And basically, we think that reusing the stuff we've made last year, building on what we've done last year, and making this a slogan is the important thing. Changing the slogan, changing our battle cry would be pointless. We need to popularize the slogan, White Lives Matter. We need that slogan to be used by everybody. We need it to be something that is pushed and pushed and pushed until the Daily Mail, the Sun, the Express, the Star, the Mirror, the BBC, ITV, Sky News. We want them all talking about this, and we want to make this absolutely huge. And remember, we didn't form that long ago, and in the short time that we've been going, we've already done national events like this that have gone worldwide and been absolutely huge. We've been covered by Russia Today. We've been seen millions of times on social media. We've been covered by the mainstream papers in attack articles. Really, we're getting more press than any other nationalist party in the UK. You don't hear about other nationalist parties as much as you hear about us, and that is because we're the busiest. And that doesn't mean it's time to take our feet off the accelerator. That means we're out in front and we want to double our lead. We want to be the people that are setting the discourse. We want to be the people that are forcing the Overton window further and further in our direction. I'm really looking forward to this. Laura's going to be updating the website. We're going to be sending out bulletins with all of the different, resources on. They'll be out very shortly. All the regional organizers will have those, and I will be contacting people that I'm in touch with in every single European country, trying to get those people on board with this as well. And I'll also be talking to the National Justice Party, and we have well over a month to get this organized. I think this is going to be fantastic. Laura, do you have any final words on this before we hit people with another massive white pill?
Just if you want to get involved, obviously you can contact your regional organiser and they'll be planning stuff probably all over their region, so you can get involved with them if you want. But like I said, you can just do something yourself, because there were plenty of people last year, probably half of the people who submitted something were just lone wolves, you know, or a bunch of mates who went up and did a banner somewhere or went up and put some posters up somewhere. Obviously, if you want to do something by yourself, you can just do that and email it to me, and it will still be included. You don't have to attend a big event if you're not ready for that yet.
Yeah, you can do as little or much as you want, and it can be done with anyone. It can be done alone. It can be. And remember, everything counts, whether you're holding up a sticker, whether you're holding up a leaflet, whether you put a poster on a local notice board, or whether you abseil down the White Cliffs of Dover with a 40-meter banner. It doesn't matter. Everything adds up. Every little counts. And really, this is a community effort. Remember, PA is community first. The number one goal of Patriotic Alternative is to build an ethnocentric pro-white community, both in this country and abroad, if we can. If we've got the power to build this abroad, we will. As far as we're concerned, the bigger the better. And that means that this isn't about people like myself and Laura or other known people just doing something and having their face in the papers. The idea of this is so that everyone can get involved. So hundreds, last year it was dozens, maybe over 100 different activities on the same day. This year, I'd like to see a good 200. That would be fantastic. And eventually I want to see thousands on the same day. I want this to be something that our people do all over the world, every Indigenous Peoples Day. So let's make it happen. But we have more good news. I know what you're thinking. How can there be more good news? Well, there is more good news. And I'm going to start by sharing my screen. Now, some of you people will remember this charming little fellow from the last monthly update. He's a rather cute looking red squirrel, but sadly, these little fellas are getting rarer and rarer, aren't they, Laura? They're disappearing. And unfortunately, their disappearance is because of mass immigration. It's because of an invasive form of foreign squirrel, which has outbred them, outcompeted them, and basically pushed them to the brink of extinction. And we produced a leaflet saying, love your country, love the countryside. And this was first put online last PA update, so the end of last month. Now, Laura, how many of these leaflets have gone out to regions? It's around 50,000, isn't it?
Yeah, each region has had 5,000 leaflets. They haven't delivered every single leaflet yet, but they've made a good amount of them out. They've got a good amount of them out there. There's still maybe 1,000 or 2,000 back, but they all have leafleting days planned over the next few weeks and stuff. So 50,000 of these leaflets have already been printed and sent out to every region from Scotland down to the southwest. And for some reason, well, we can make an educated guess why, but this leaflet in particular is doing very, very, very well. First of all, in terms of response from the public, because I haven't had a single negative comment about these leaflets, but also our activists are so enthusiastic about delivering them. And I think it's because you can feel quite confident that you're not going to have a scary conversation with somebody. So if you deliver one of the leaflets about, you know, the migrant invasion or demographics, etc., you don't know if you're delivering that to, you know, someone who's a massive lefty or somebody who's in a mixed race marriage or something. They might come out and kick off with you. But with these leaflets, that doesn't happen very often, by the way. But with these leaflets, they're safe. And I think people feel very, very comfortable about delivering them. So, yeah, we've already got 50,000 leaflets across the whole of Britain. And we're really making good progress on getting them out.
And by the way, that 50,000 is just the 50,000 we know about. That's leaflets that have been delivered to our regions. These leaflets are free to print off. They're free for home printing, and people are free at any time to, just get a load done and sorted off their own back. So it would be not a great stretch of the imagination to say that there's probably a good few thousand other leaflets that we don't know about floating around.
There definitely is, because I handle the contact form messages that we get through, and people say, I live in this place and I got one of your leaflets through the door. And then I'll post it in the regional organizer chat and say, have you guys been here? And I would say probably maybe a third of the time that no one's been there. So I think it is just individual people who are downloading the leaflets from our website and getting them out there, which is good. In fact, we got a letter the other day from a guy, and he's wrote a big list of, can you see that, of places where he delivered the leaflets all across the Midlands. So that's just one guy going out and doing it by himself.
Well, that's fantastic news. And we are obviously going to keep producing leaflets like this. We've got a huge range of leaflets, and we do not print these in advance and charge a premium to supporters and to regions to buy them from head office. These are all up on our site, so you can download them as print-ready files, send them to a printer, and negotiate your own rates. We do not make money off these. We do not sell them as a money-making operation. These are there simply to get the word out, and you can get the best deal possible. Now, these leaflets, I think for around £40, you can get around 5,000 printed online, which is very, very good value. And those particular leaflets are going down an absolute storm. People love them. And just put this into perspective. How many times do you see a content creator on YouTube get 20, 30,000 views on a video and think, oh, well, that's really, really good numbers. That's a lot of views. Well, put that in perspective. 50,000 of these leaflets, or 50,000 plus of these leaflets, have gone out to be distributed in less than a month. We are now getting amazing numbers, not just to the same little pool of people who watch everything, but to the general public. These leaflets are going out to the general public. And I can assure you that in the British National Party, when the British National Party had been going for about 20 years, the BNP were doing, or maybe 20, 25 years, the BNP were doing print runs of national leaflets, sort of 100,000, 200,000. Well, those leaflets would take months to be purchased by branches and groups and individuals. And here we are already getting 50,000 plus leaflets out in a single month. This is a really, really good initiative. It's going really well, but we're not stopping there because we also have another leaflet which we had out straight away. And this is the leaflet. Now, this is about the new lockdown. We have always opposed the lockdowns. We opposed forced vaccinations. We opposed the lockdown. And here we are opposing the continued lockdown. And this leaflet is called Borders Open, Brits Lockdown. Again, it's free to download in print ready form, and it is there if you want to push back against these latest lockdown restrictions. And we are so on the ball with these leaflets that the very day Boris Johnson announced, in fact the day before Boris Johnson officially announced the lockdown restrictions were going to be extended, we had that leaflet ready to roll. And I can tell you this now, when it comes to political parties pushing back against the COVID narrative and the lockdown, no party has pushed back as much as we have. We have three different leaflets on this now. We've made numerous presentations, numerous videos, numerous articles on the website. We are the party of freedom. We're the party of human rights. And we have been saying from the very start of all of this that we want people to be given their freedoms back. Laura, how is the feedback coming in from these particular leaflets?
Yeah, anything to do with COVID is a really hot topic and people seem really interested in it. I'm kind of at the stage where I'm just totally bored of it and I don't even think we're ever going to get any freedoms back unless we push for them. But I think a huge, huge, huge percentage of the population are still really interested in it and they're crying out for somebody to tell the truth, you know, and stand up for them. So I expect that these leaflets will do as well. Do well as well. Why can't I talk tonight? Is this a baby brain? If any of the regional organisers are listening and if you want any of these new leaflets, just let me know and Grandma Towlers will get you some. But yeah, we have a leafleting day planned with Yorkshire over the next week or two. People really do love to leaflet in Yorkshire. Our team are really keen on that. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Well, that is fantastic news. And we do have more good news as well. And this is Laura's little bit because it's about Grandma Towlers and developments with Grandma Towlers and how she has now not only conquered the UK, but is looking to conquer America too.
Yeah, so Grandma Towlers is going global. And basically, it's not finalised yet. So I'm not going to list the company that I'm working with until after I've signed the contract. But it's looking very, very likely that over the next couple of months, Grandma Towlers will have a distributor in the United States, which is so exciting because PA and Grandma Towlers gets a lot of support from people in America. And it's usually people who are ethnically British and, you know, this is their homeland, or they're part ethnically British and then other European ethnicities, but they relate very strongly to being British. And we get all these messages, you know, saying, oh, my dad's from Scotland or my grandma's from Liverpool, that kind of thing. And they support PA and they support Grandma Towlers. But unfortunately, for me to send some tea to America, it's really expensive. And you can buy a few packets of tea for like 15 quid, but the shipping will be like £20. So you're paying more for the shipping than you are for the actual tea. And people do buy it, you know, because people want to get some Grandma Towlers. But with this new distributor in America, not only will it mean that you get your tea quicker. So if you'll still order through the Grandma Towlers website, but it will be already in America and it will ship to your home. You'll get it much quicker, probably within a week rather than in 3 to 4 weeks. But the postage will just be so much cheaper. I think it will probably be about half as much. So that will be the postage for the parcel to be sent in America. And then every quarter I'll be shipping like a bulk load of tea and coffee over to America. So it will just cover the cost of that as well. So me personally, I don't make any profit. I don't lose any money. But for the customer, you will get your tea quicker and the postage will be just so much cheaper. It will be about half as much as what you're paying now. So that's just something that we've done for the Americans because we do have a lot of support from Americans. I'm not sure if there are any in the chat tonight. Give us a wave if you're there. it will still probably cost about maybe £10 for shipping for three pouches, but it's finally less than the actual cost of the tea, and I will keep working on it and getting it down and down and down. I would like to do this in other places in Europe as well eventually, because we do have a lot of European customers. Although about 90% of the customers are in Britain, we do get customers abroad as well. And final thing that I want to say about this is the company that I'm hopefully working with as well, the guys that are agreeing to do this for me in America, they are our guys, and it's probably a company that you guys know. But I'm not going to say their name until it is finalised, just in case something goes wrong. I don't think it will, but just in case. They're nationalists, and hopefully they will make a small profit from this as well, because there's no point in them doing it if, you know, they're doing it for free. Hopefully they'll make a small profit per parcel, and then they'll be able to use that money for their activism and for the work that they do in America, because we're all going through the same thing, aren't we, across Western countries. I think the most important thing is for me to do something like that rather than using a massive shipping company like DHL or UPS or something like that. We should be trying to keep money within our communities and you know, within European families as much as we possibly can. So it helps out my customers, and then it helps out them a little bit by giving them some funding. But yeah, I'm just really excited about being able to conquer America. And I hope you guys are happy with the cheaper prices.
I'm sure everyone will be. I think that's absolutely fantastic. And obviously, we support nationalist businesses. We support other people setting up businesses. And hopefully, eventually, more and more people will come forward and start similar operations. And we can then move forward and break away from the mainstream. We can break away from the supermarkets, from big retailers, and literally service our own community with quality, responsibly sourced products. Now, the next little bit of news is something to do with me. As you know, or as I've spoken of before, I help a lot of people with CVs. Now, I am slightly behind on this at the moment because I get so many, and I've been working very hard with a number of people of all different abilities, ages, both men and women who need CVs. Now, this is a reminder. One of the things I do as my PA work is I help mentor people. I help people with their problems. I'm sort of a bit of an agony aunt, but I also am an expert in writing professional CVs. I actually went on a special CV writing course, which taught me how to do what is known as a professional CV. And since we started PA, I've helped a number of people produce professional CVs to help them get back into work. Now, as I said, we are a community group, and that means putting people within our community first. That means helping people, and most of all, it means helping people who are down. We don't believe that the benefit system should be a hammock, but it should certainly be there as a safety net, and we want to help provide a safety net for people who need help, people in this community who need help. So if you are someone who needs help getting back into work, I am here to help you. And to all of the people I've done CVs for over the last month or so, I hope you found work. In fact, I spoke to a guy the other day who is now in work. He's doing a job he really loves. I did his CV. So this does work. And if I can help you in any way, please do get in touch. That is what I am here for. It's your donations, it's your generous contributions that keep me doing this job. And I work for you. And honestly, it is a privilege and an honor to work for you people. And anything I can do to help you on a personal level, I will do that. So if you need help, whatever it is, and especially if it's with finding work, I will help you with that. Now, we also have other great groups. We have our fitness group. We have the regional organizers who are doing regular activities around the country. We are building a genuine community, but at the beating heart of that community is helping each other, raising each other up, and basically being there to ensure that we all improve in the ways we need to. So remember, that is what we are there for. And if you do need help, reach out to us. Now, I briefly there mentioned the regional organizers, and we do have that important part of the show now that we do every month, showcasing exactly what we have been doing in our regions. So Laura, do you want to read stuff out as I go through the pictures?
Yes, let's do it like that. So should we start from north again and start with Scotland?
Don't start with Scotland. You sent them in a specific order, and I've got them all numbered in the order that you sent me.
Oh, well, they're actually alphabetical in my phone.
Oh, yeah, so that's why I did it. I did it the same way you did. Started with East Mids? Yeah.
Okay.
As you can see, as the audience can see, we don't rehearse any of this. This is done live, no rehearsing. Everything you see is just as it is. So I'm going to share my screen with the first picture.
Yeah, so we are on the East Mids. So the East Mids have had a busy month. So on the 19th of June, they had 15 Patriots out for a hike and a pub meal in the Vale of Beaver, spelt Belvoir, but they say it's pronounced Beaver.
It is pronounced Beaver.
So the hike included a variety of landscapes, including farmland, woodland, and a village where we stopped for lunch at a pictured church. And then the following week, they had their first local meetup at a pub in Derby with 7 people in attendance. So notable achievements for the last month. So they brought in a larger than usual number of people for June. So 12 new members for East Mids in June, and 50% of the new people actually attended events straight away. June brought a new regional organiser for the group. The previous organiser, Michael, is still very much involved with the group, but he's not in the regional organiser position anymore. And they also appointed an admin officer, an events officer, and a security officer. They've started to develop multiple local groups, including Derby, where they had their first local meetup. Also, because the East Midlands is such a large area, they're now going to be planning meetups going forward where they target specific areas of the East Mid so that everyone can travel to wherever they want to go, you know, rather than you having to travel like miles and miles to the other side. And they have lots of activism and community building events planned for July. So that's East Mid. They've had a very, very busy month.
Superb. Do you want to move on to Eastern Region?
I do. I actually have something that I need to say about the East Mids. I want to say a massive congratulations to a guy called Andrew, who's part of the East Mids group. During the month of June, him and his missus actually had a baby, and they had a baby boy in June. And I'm hearing that the mum and the baby are both doing very well. So I just wanted to say congratulations to him live on air. What a fantastic thing to bring a new life into the world. Can we get a congratulations for Andrew in the chat, who's had his son? I'm not sure if it's his first child or if it's a second or third child, but yeah, what a fantastic thing. Congratulations, Andrew.
That is absolutely fantastic news. They didn't meet at a PA event, though, did they?
I don't think so. I'm not sure of their backstory, but he's very active in PA East Mids.
Well, massive congratulations there. Do you want to move on to Eastern Region then?
Yes, Eastern. Okay. So Steve has given me his farm landscape. It's different to everyone else's. Okay, so Eastern Region had a hike on the last day of May in Thetford Forest with 5 new people on board. And halfway through the hike, the group was divided into 3 groups and each team was given a locked briefcase. So you'll see a photograph of that in a moment. And I think it was just basically some sort of puzzle that they had to do, you know, like a team building activity where they got together and they had to solve all these clues and stuff. And the winning group received some, it looks like club biscuits and some fruit and stuff like that. Eastern PA also had a joint London and Eastern banner drop outside the grounds of Welston FC and Richmond FC, which are the teams where Ryan Gondar plays. So he was.
Yeah, you might remember that Ryan Gondo was the one that assaulted the white girl, who apparently called him a rude word. He soaked her with water and then abused her repeatedly in the street, kicking her cup over. And London and Eastern Region protested outside both of the clubs he played for.
Yeah, so they held up a banner saying, kick bullying the homeless out of football. And it was seen by 31,000 people on Twitter. They also had a PA first. They had a regional kayaking trip Some of them bought their own craft and others hired them. Laughs all around as newbies ended up in the water, got soaked, and in one case lost the mobile phone, which was retrieved from the riverbed. So apparently that event was it was completely overbooked, so they're going to be doing that again soon. They also did another banner drop outside Wembley with London, and they also did a banner outside Tilbury Docks for Windrush Day as well. So another busy region over June.
It's a shame we didn't get the pictures of the actual activities, because I would have loved to have seen the activity pictures as part of this pack, but they weren't in there.
Well, they have posted links to them on in the form that I sent you over, but I think it's videos rather than pictures.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But they have been very, very busy. They have been very, very busy. So do you want to move on to the next one, which is Scotland, I believe?
Yeah. Oh, we've got London and South East.
Okay, yeah.
Before. Yeah, so London and South East. So London had two nationalist barbecues at home addresses for trusted supporters, two new members for the London community group, and four new vetted members who joined the South East community group. So South East is currently without a regional organiser at the moment, so our London regional organiser is helping to bring people on board to the South East. He did a vetting run to Bournemouth as well and assisted the South West group. They're currently in the process of appointing an admin officer for London and the South East. So this will be able to process things like just emails that they get and, you know, vetting inquiries and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's really good to see London back on their feet, because they did take a little bit of time off, but it seems like Cornelius has just jumped straight in at the deep end again, and he's doing a lot of admin behind the scenes. I know they're bringing on a lot of people and they're beginning to have activities. They're also working with Eastern Region quite closely and Southeast Region quite closely, which is good. But yeah, it's really good to see that London are growing and are doing well again.
Is Scotland next?
Yes, Scotland is next.
Scotland have definitely got some bragging rights. They certainly are busy. Scotland have got a very developed region. I've got to say, I was quite taken back by the number of pictures they submitted this month.
Yeah, this is why if Scotland win the Indigenous Peoples Day competition, they really are just going to be insufferable. They'll brag about it forever.
How are we going to judge that? Are we going to pick to make sure Scotland don't win, or are we going to open it up to the audience? Is it going to be one of those disastrous democratic votes, like when everyone voted to make us review Blazing Saddles?
I think if Scotland win, it will be well deserved. So I think maybe we should ask the public to pick the best photograph, maybe.
Definitely. I like that idea. We'll ask the audience. So the audience will be the ones that decide who wins White Lives Matter Day. So what have Scotland been up to?
Yeah, so Scotland have this month have written 10 articles for the PA website. They have their own team of writers. They've had four regional hikes. They've had four leafleting sessions and delivered 2,300 leaflets. They've had one litter pick, three fitness days, and one barbecue. They've also started their own podcast called PA Patter. They've purchased a drone and five new flags. They've even opened a new branch in the Outer Hebrides, which is right up at the top of Scotland. They're looking for a venue for a possible PA Scotland conference. And they also did three activities at the end of May, which were after the monthly update last month, so they didn't get to announce them last month. Yeah, very, very, very busy month for Scotland. They're absolutely smashing it up there.
I'll whiz through their pictures. I really love that one. I absolutely love that picture. That is fantastic. So who's next? Southwest?
Yeah, Southwest.
Because they've been very busy leafleting, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. So, Southwest, they had a mass leafleting day on the 31st of May. Cornwall and Devon were also out leafleting in the middle of June. They had an incredible hike up on the Mendip Hills in Somerset. We welcomed lots of new people to the group. This was our biggest event yet and finished the day off with a cheeky abseil. With thanks to Albert for arranging the event and Stag's Head for the quality video. You can see the regional organiser showing everyone how to do it at the end of this video. So they've actually uploaded a video to their Odyssey account, which you'll be able to see on their Telegram channel. They went abseiling, which I think is great. And they had a massive hike as well, like they say in Somerset. So other notable achievements, we are conducting another mass leafleting session this weekend with the Red Squirrel leaflets. If you signed up for PA Southwest, you should be receiving a monthly newsletter email from us. They also have a wild camping group and they're looking to create a running club and a day out for a spot of sea fishing. The structure of the group is also growing really nice. They now have an events coordinator, a finance officer and local contacts in Bristol, Wiltshire, Plymouth, Cornwall and Devon areas.
So now we are going on to, let me get this right, help me out here. We're going on to Wales.
Yes.
Now, Wales are always super, these guys, like a lot of regions love going out and doing like the activities. I've got to say the abseiling sounds amazing. The kayaking sounds amazing. But the Welsh guys are just like no-nonsense leafleting machines. They always like the minority leaflets. They have the hardest hitting leaflets and they just never stop. They're like the Duracell bunnies of the leafleting world. It just doesn't end. So what have they been up to, Laura?
Yeah, so they were actually posting pictures of leaflets this morning before I got up. So, yeah, they've been leafleting in various areas. So they've visited Port Talbot, Aberavon, Swansea, Mumbles, Cardiff, Maestag and Bridgend in June. So they're all the places where they went out and did activism. And very surprisingly, they are going to be doing a banner drop and a barbecue in early July. I think this is the first time that PA Wales has had that sort of event, you know, where it's more like just a get together, a community building, because I know that our regional organizer is very, very heavy on the activism, but they're having early July, their first sort of just community get together as well, which would be good.
That's superb. Now we're going on to the West Midlands. They are really a community group. It's surprising. They've only submitted one picture this month, but they have been super, super busy of the West Midlands.
Yeah, so the West Mids had a summer barbecue in the woods. They also had their first meeting of their Staffordshire group, which was a short walk followed by a pub meetup watching the football. The West Mids is an interesting group because it's the largest group. It has the most members. And I think they're at a position now where they're having to kind of break it into smaller groups because it's too much for the regional organiser to handle, you know, to have like, I don't know, like 50 people attending an event. So basically they've appointed another officer to help organise the group and they've appointed a Staffordshire organiser and a Birmingham organiser as well so that we can split it up a little bit. They're continuing to build the community group, which is obviously the online hub for PA West Midlands. But it sounds like it was a very busy month for sort of admin and appointing new people in June for the West Mids, and they're just doing a fantastic job at that.
Right, and last but not least, we've got Yorkshire.
Yes, the last person to hand in his form.
Was he feeling the heat? Were you telling him off, Laura?
I said you don't get special privileges just because we're married. So, yeah, PA Yorkshire this month had a pub lunch followed by a walk around the local village. They also had a leafleting afternoon at the seaside in Bridlington. I went to that, actually. We delivered a load of Red Squirrel leaflets. And they had a hike and a banner drop in North Yorkshire. Other notable achievements and plans for June. Sam is actually in the process of acquiring a drone because he wants to win the Indigenous Peoples Day competition. So he's getting a drone so they can have some fantastic footage of whatever they do. And Sam has also appointed a fitness officer for Yorkshire, which is great because I think Sam's one of those people who he just he's happy to do everything himself. And I've been saying to him, you know, you need to delegate, you need to delegate, you can't do everything yourself. So he's appointed his first officer this month, and it's a fitness officer. And I know he's going to be appointing more people as well going forward. He's got his eyes on a few other people who might be able to do like North Yorkshire, East Yorkshire, West Yorkshire, South Yorkshire regional organisers. But yeah, he's getting some structure in place there, which is great.
Superb. And I notice a good number of women at the event too.
Yeah, we have quite a lot of women in PA Yorkshire, and they're all really lovely as well.
No, it looks like everyone has been very, very busy this month. I'm hoping we will be dialing that up significantly come August for Indigenous Peoples Day. So that is the monthly roundup. Now, before we get to your questions, we have one more special guest. It's everybody's favourite artist, our Patriarch, whose group, the Patriotic Arts Community, have been busy doing their monthly art pieces. Hello, Patriarch. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Eating any Chinese meals lately?
No, I'm waiting for our Street Fighter Showdown, actually. That's the official non-hustle.
As you might have guessed, the Patriarch is feeling slightly sore after his sound spanking on last Sunday's stream. But I think we can let him off for his lack of skills, because he has produced, well, his lack of skills when it comes to anything other than art. But when it comes to art, he certainly does have the skills. What was this month's topic, my friend?
So this month we did the vote and came out as ancient ancestral festivals. So it was a nice opportunity to look into the past and explore some of our ancestors' shenanigans. And yeah, it's obviously there's some different takes, but the compilation video is kind of an amalgamation of all of the submissions. Yeah, I mean, if people want to go and see the actual submissions themselves, they can do that at the Patriotic Arts on Telegram, or if you want to get involved with the community, it's Patriotic Arts Community.
And just to say, so basically, just run through this for people who might not know. You run the Patriotic Arts Community, and that is basically nationalists in the UK who are artistically minded, and they submit different pieces of art, whether it be music, traditional art, digital art, wood carvings, anything, every month, based around a theme that you guys vote on. That's correct.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So shall I roll the video?
Yeah, be my guest. Well, I'm your guest, but you know.
Thank you for that. Our banter is always, it's timeless and superb. Here we go.
Era Yola flies in, the blackbird utters, to greet the coming of the mothers of the weary night.
Thank you.
the time of Sir Moneth, one flower gives praise to the Earth's mother and the Sky Father of Sir Loreth, the kingdom now unseen to the eye of others. When Hreth Moneth is ushered in, her hail would spread to hail another goddess of Eng. Preparing for the winter filler's sleep, the full moon shines o'er our forest home, and the blades of grass beneath us creep, cutting deeper, deeper into the world below. And lastly, old Lot Monath asks, to honour the powers that led us to no end, accept the contents of the fragile flask, and then, like the bird, rise and fly forward again.
Well, that was another fabulous and very inspirational piece there. Well done to all the artists who are involved. And you'll be doing another one next month. Is the vote already up, Patriot?
Yeah, the poll is out. And I think we've got a clear winner already, although things may change. We've got until the end of the month.
I've just shared it. You can vote for White Boy Summer, The Traditional Family, Natural Order, and Brother and Sisterhood Initiation. I'm voting for White Boy Summer.
Yeah, well, that's it's going to be thematic, isn't it? Well, with the given time and all. I didn't really know much about it, but it looks fun. It looks like a fun theme. So should be good.
Superb. Well, look, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you same time next month.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Will I be seeing you after the show?
Yeah, for a showdown.
for another thrashing for you. Will that mean I get two Chineses?
No, just the one, Mark.
Just the one. See you later, my friend.
See ya.
Right, well, that brings us to the final section of the show, the Super Chats and the questions and answers. Let me begin reading them out. Thank you to all those who have donated so far or asked questions. Remember, there is still time to either make a donation or ask questions. It is up to you. We answer all questions, whether they are with a donation or not tonight. We cover everything and we answer all your questions about PA. And other stuff as well. But if you try and keep it focused on PA, that is the best. Mini Millie gave £3 and simply said, keep up the good work. Thank you so much. Trish 65535 gave $10. Thank you so much and said, well done, Barclay. Thank you. The Inextinguishable gave £50. Thank you for the generous super chat. And he simply said, 14. Thank you so much. Stars Nikiforov gave $3. Thank you so much and said, hi, Mark. question for you. Do you see any kind of strong alliance between white, English, Scottish and Irish people, considering that every country in the UK and Ireland are facing similar issues? Well, that's a very interesting question. And yes, I do see that. Now, the interesting thing about PA is when we started PA, we branded ourselves as Patriotic Alternative. We didn't brand ourselves as the British Party or the English Party or the Scottish or Welsh Party. And we did that for a very clear reason. And that reason is we are not British nationalists. We're ethno-nationalists. We're not about people who just have British citizenship. We are about the indigenous people of these islands who are English, Irish, Scottish and Welsh. And when I was in the BNP, we would often knock on people's doors and would say, hi, I'm calling from the British National Party. And those people would say, well, I'm Scottish, I'm Welsh, I'm English, I'm not British, I don't identify with being British. And that's basically because many people in this country now are looking towards their ethnicity, their indigenous roots, rather than just the British flag, because obviously Britain is just a group of nations. It's just a union of nations. And we believe that we're more than just a union of nations. We are indigenous people, and that is our greatest strength. Now, saying all that and saying the fact that many people who are involved in PA do not identify as British, they identify as either English, Scottish or Welsh, we all acknowledge one thing, that the English, the Scottish, the Irish and the Welsh all face the same problem. We all face the same demographic nightmare. So we work together under this banner for the indigenous people of these islands. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Laura?
Well, just that I agree with you. And, you know, I think people can identify as multiple layers. I mean, I would probably choose English as my main descriptor, but I also identify as being a Yorkshire lass. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't mean that I don't want to be enemies with Southerners. So, yeah, I think, you know, everybody in Britain or the United Kingdom, in fact, across the Western world, we're all going through the same thing. And I want to see as much collaboration and cooperation as possible, to be honest.
And you've got to remember, there are roughly 50%, just under 50% of people in Scotland who voted for Scottish independence. Now, some of those, I know there are people in PA who actually were part of the Scottish independence movement. And they're ethno-nationalists, but they believe in an ethnocentric Scotland. And I think that we should be working together, but we should be working together based on our shared ethnicity and our shared the shared problems that we face. And that's why we're branded in the way we're branded. So I hope that answers that as clearly as possible. Trish65535 gave another $14. Thank you so much. And she said $14 for a cheeky PA Indigenous People's Day celebration. Well, it is going to be cheeky and hopefully it's going to be huge as well. Cyborg Reloaded gave £10. Thank you so much. And this is for Laura. Laura, say hi to Sam for me. He's my eighth favorite regional organizer. I'm not sure what that means. Laura's laughing. That is a...
Well, obviously, I think that means his least favorite regional organizer.
Indeed. Cyborg Reloaded also gave £5 and said, Scotland may not be the best region, but it's in the top one. Thank you, Simon. You are doing great work. For Camaraderie gave $10. Thank you so much. And said, hi, Mark and Laura. You said earlier that white lives matter. I found the black on black crime stats online, but no one is publishing black on white crime stats. Seems like the world governments are not correlating this. One for next Wednesday, perhaps. Nice white pilling tonight. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you so much for the super chat. And yes, black on white crime is generally covered up. Trish65535 gave another $25. Thank you so much for being so generous tonight and said, is it true that Laura and Sam's plus one is due on Christmas?
Yeah, our baby is due on the 25th of December. So we've still got 5.5 months left to go. And the baby is currently the size of a lemon, so it's got a long way to grow over the next 5.5 months. But yeah, Christmas Day. But I'm kind of hoping that maybe it comes a few days early or a few days late, because in my family, we always like to throw a little birthday party for people on their birthdays, and we're not rich or anything like that, but someone bakes a cake, you know, and we'll put some decks up and have a bit of a celebration and just have a family get together, really. And I'd feel bad if the baby was born on Christmas Day and there was no little party because it's Christmas. But obviously, it doesn't matter too much. The main thing is just that the baby's healthy. But yeah, I am secretly hoping it comes a little bit earlier, a little bit late.
That's good. I thought you were being a usual stingy Yorkshire person who was like, yes, on Christmas Day, only one set of presents for my child. But no.
Yeah, that's the other thing as well. Like, my birthday is August, so I always have like a big summer sort of like get together. And my mum used to make a buffet in the kitchen, you know, like pineapple and cheese on cocktail sticks and sandwiches and make a cake and all that stuff. And if it was on Christmas Day, it would just be like, I guess everything would just be lumped in together.
Do you know what? I hate pineapple on pizza, but I really like those pineapple and cheese cocktail sticks. I used to love them. And I also like the ones where you have the cheese, then you have a little sausage, but then you also have one of those cocktail onions as well. Those were good times. I used to scoff those at kids'
birthdays. That's proper British food, that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's like other people on the continent really do mock our people for our food, and they have a real sort of hoity-toity attitude, thinking that they have this culinary greatness which eclipses anything that we do here on our little group of islands. But nothing beats those massive summer spreads where you've got cocktail sticks covered in little goodies. Gosh, kids' birthday parties, I'm going to be like a scourge. I'm going to be eating all the treats before, because obviously my kid will be having her second birthday very soon, but I'm sure I'll be banned from eating the treats beforehand. Pleasant Pheasant Plucker, that's always the hardest name to read, gave £3. Thank you so much. And said, White Lives Matter is too easily twisted by the enemy to support their rhetoric. Anti-whites not welcome, or something more in line with going free dialectics, would be better for our people. Well, I disagree. And the reason I disagree is because when you produce a piece of propaganda, it essentially has two purposes. The first purpose of a piece of propaganda is it supports what you do and it pleases your people. And White Lives Matter does please our people. And secondly, your propaganda should also enrage your enemies. So they get mad about it, they cover it, they talk about it, and they give you another massive boost in publicity. Now, if we were to go for something like Native Lives Matter or, stop anti-white rhetoric or something like that, that wouldn't annoy the press. It wouldn't annoy the liberals as much as this would do. Now, I'm not all about going as so provocative that the message gets lost, but I think this... is basically the perfect phrase, because normal people who see White Lives Matter don't see a problem with it. The only people who see a problem with it are your cultural Marxists, your liberals, your anti-whites. And generally speaking, our people like it. We did it last year. It worked very well. And I do believe this is the right phrase. Do you have anything to add to that, Laura?
I think we should be able to say positive things about white people, because, you know, everyone says to us, say all lives matter or say race doesn't matter. And it's like nobody else is doing that. Do you know what I mean? Everyone celebrates their race, their ethnicity, their heritage, their ancestry. And if we act like individuals and everyone else collectivizes and feels a very strong in-group preference towards who they are, then that's just suicide. So I think we should be proud of who we are as well. I think we should be able to talk about being white in a positive manner. And also, it's very interesting watch our enemies trying to put something like White Lives Matter down, because it's so inconspicuous. It's such a nice, you know, like just our lives matter. And when they try to put it down and make it out to be something evil, it just wakes up so many people. And like Mark said, you know, it did well last year because it annoyed the right people and it brought the right people to us. And that's the right balance, I think.
I think it's the perfect balance. And somebody in the chat's made a very good point. A meme should be simple. This is three little words, and I think they work perfectly. I don't want to overcomplicate this. I don't want to fry people's heads. I like something that's simple, to the point, and causes our enemies to go wild. We certainly don't want to go down that line of putting up all Lives Matter posters or anything cringe like that. You know, basically, we shouldn't be apologizing for being who we are. Today, the fact that white guilt even seeps into our movement and we start to think, should we use the word white? That's the wrong thing to be thinking. We should be doing that. We need to really, really push this one. And I remember when I first started making White Lives Matter material when I was on Twitter, that stuff was always the stuff that got the biggest amount of retweets. People love that kind of stuff. And we're going to be pushing it out this year. It's going to be good.
Do you know as well, my grandma is on Facebook and she's in all these groups that are like, you know, just these sort of like basic pro-Brexit, Civnat sort of groups. And do you know that photo of us with the banner at the top of Mam Tor? She texts me at least once a fortnight saying that somebody's posted that photograph in one of these groups and they absolutely love that photo. So I think it's not just people who are racially aware that appreciate it. I think anyone who sees where the country's going, you know, thinks, you know, finally someone's actually sticking up for us, because we're normally told that we're the bad guys all the time.
Well, you know what else as well? I don't know whether this ever happened to you at school, Laura, but when I was at school, you always had, or I always had, a begrudging respect, well, not begrudging respect, like an actual respect for people who did cheeky things and people who said what I wanted to say. So if somebody made a smart comment, even if they got into a bit of trouble for it, I would respect that. I'd respect the fact that somebody said the right thing or said what I wanted to say. And I always wanted to be the guy who said what I wanted to say, not the one who was sitting there, you know, smiling or cheering someone else on for saying what I wanted to say. And I think when we do things like that, there is a huge number of people sat at home who see that and they think it's fantastic. And there are all these people who voted for Brexit. There are all these people who oppose immigration and they want to say something like this, but don't have the guts. And we really are those plucky kids in class who say the things that everyone else wants to say. And I think that's important. I think that's important. I think that's what makes us different from the rest. You know, if we all went out there with All Lives Matter t-shirts on or played the Civnat game, I think we'd lose that very unique selling point that we have. Our USP is that we're unashamedly pro-white, and there shouldn't be anything wrong. People shouldn't be ashamed to be pro-white. I think that's important. I think that's very important. Trish 65535 gave another $5. Thank you so much for your generosity tonight. I said, I promise not to toss Grandma Towlers into Boston Harbor. What do you think of that, Laura?
I'm actually a big fan of Trish. Her and I speak quite a lot behind the scenes, and she's just such a lovely woman. She actually sent me, I'm not sure if I should mention it. I don't know if it's a secret. I don't know if she wants me to talk about it, but she sent me something in the post once randomly, and it's something to do with Oswald Mosley, and I wasn't expecting it, and she just posted it to me, and I was like, oh my God, I love you. But she's just such a lovely woman, and I always see her in the chat and super chatting on the streams as well, and yeah, she's just a great lady.
I concur. Bill Biz gave $50. Thank you so much for the generous super chat. Said, greetings from Seattle. Congratulations to Laura and Sam. Thank you so much. Pleasant Pheasant Plucker gave another £3. Thank you so much. And said, will US Grandma Towlers sell rooibos tea? You can call it red ice tea. Is there a world record for garbage collection? If there were and PA broke the record, that could get PA into the news surely. I don't know what rooibos tea is.
I think it's a South African type of tea. People do ask for it quite a lot, actually, but I've never tried it before. And we're currently trialling loose leaf tea at the moment. Sam's currently testing out a few of those. So maybe something for the future.
And yes, I think the West Midlands already hold the world record for garbage collection with 106 bags. But I hope Yorkshire can beat them eventually. British Gammon gave £25. Thank you so much. And said, great to see PA going from strength to strength. Well done, everyone. Well, thank you so much. Redline gave $5. Good work, PA. Thank you so much. Trish 65535. Thank you so much. Gave another $14. Thank you so much. And said, in honor of strong regional PS groups and the Patriot. Thank you so much. Stan One gave £20. Thank you so much. And said, sincere thanks to all the PA regional organizers and to both Mark and Laura. Sounds like an exciting summer of activity in store. And Stars Nikki Forov gave another $3. Thank you so much. Said, Mark and Laura, what do you think of Hungary? Just recently, the Dutch Prime Minister told said that Hungary should be kicked out of the EU due to their refusal to promote LGBTQ plus policies in schools. Well, I think Hungary are fantastic. I think we want the LGBT agenda out of schools. That's part of the PA 20-point plan. Children need to be protected from this degeneracy and sexual deviancy. More power to Hungary. Absolutely superb. I just wish they had got further in the European Championships, because you know what's going to happen? We're going to end up with two teams at the end that basically don't, you know, we're going to have two teams at the end that don't field any European players. You're going to have a European Championship final with probably no European players in it. What a disaster. What do you think?
We're going to end up with Africa versus Africa in the final.
Did you see that footage of the French under-21s team where there isn't a single white person in it?
No, but I did see you share a video on Telegram of the little Playmobil figures. Yeah. And the France figure is African.
Yeah. Well, the whole under team is actually non-white, and they're all African. I mean,
it doesn't surprise me at all. I used to be a massive Chelsea fan, and I used to go around and watch them every single week. And I think when I supported them, we only had, I think it was like three English players, and it was John Terry, Gary Cahill, and I can't remember the other one, but all the rest of them were just foreign. And in the end, I was thinking to myself, what am I doing, you know, spending all this money supporting these, because they're not even British, never mind from Chelsea. And it's just so globalized and corporate and consumerist now. And when you support one of the big teams as well, because the tickets are so expensive, it ends up just being like a lot of rich people and Chinese people that go to the matches. And it's just not local, and it's just not community-based at all. So I lost interest in football, and I haven't even had any interest in this competition at all, because it just doesn't feel like it's England, because the people are English.
Yeah, I always used to, I was never a massive football fan, but I would always enjoy going to the pub in my youth to watch England games. And I always used to love the atmosphere. I always used to think it was fantastic going and getting behind England. And when England won, it felt brilliant, and the atmosphere was wonderful. But this time, I've not watched a single game. I don't think I've even flicked through or seen it. I don't think I've even watched the goals. As far as I'm concerned, this England team, not only isn't it English, but they're actually pushing cultural Marxism upon us with this take the knee nonsense. I'm not getting behind that. I can't support a team that doesn't support me, that doesn't support the English people, that wants to push anti-whiteness upon us. No, if they go out, that's a good thing. My only hope for this tournament is that a team will end up winning it who are actually European in their composition. Someone like Croatia or the Czech Republic, someone like that. The worst thing that could happen would be a team like England, France, or Germany wins it. And, you know, there's only a handful of white players on the pitch. So that's the paid super chats for tonight. Now we'll do the non-paid questions. Andy Jacob said, are there any updates on the electoral commit from the Electoral Commission? No, they still haven't replied to us. They have not replied. They've not processed it at all. We've not moved any further forward, but that's down to them, not us. Alligator Snapping Turtle asked, any plans to make a leaflet on the climate change scam? I think it would be good to highlight things like the war on meat. We could certainly do that. I would be certainly happy to have something about, more information about climate change. We have got a few other leaflets that we've got in the works though at the moment that we're keeping under our hat. But we'll keep you posted. Andy Jacob asked Laura, why doesn't Laura do PA live streams on her channel?
What do you mean, the streams that we already do, but host them on my channel?
Yeah, so why don't we do, streams on
my YouTube channel?
No, on your DLive channel.
Well, you can do if you want. I only started it yesterday. It's got like 200 followers.
Well, let's get Laura's DLive channel some love then, and let's move, try and get that up. Real Mermaid is typing. says, are you going to be using fiction books for the PA Book Club? There is a lot of white positive fiction books written before the 1960s. Well, if people want to suggest things for the book club, they can. I mean, the book club isn't, my passion is more the film club. I love the film club. But if people want to suggest something for a work of fiction or something like that, I'd be more than happy to do that. Would you be happy to do that, Laura?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very much looking forward to next month's book. You know, it might actually optics.
The optics is gone.
It might actually be, I'm not sure how we do it because they're so short, but it might be good if at some point we can talk about children's books because they're so bad. Did you see that Biffin Kipper? Is it Biffin Kipper thing that was floating around today? Does anyone remember?
Is that Biffin? Little dogs? Sophia's got a Kipper book and she loves it.
Oh, it might be. Is it Biffin Chip? I can't remember. I read them in schools and children still read them in schools today. And there was a thread on Twitter. Obviously, I'm suspended, but Sam showed me it earlier. And it was like little details in the pictures, which were just really disgusting. Like there was this one bit where there were these three men hiding behind a bush and then they hid behind the bush and an old lady saw them and she was like shocked at what they were doing behind the bush. And then there were these children's bricks.
What were they doing behind the bush?
But it didn't see, but they were all like wearing overcoat, you know, like, do you know those flasher coats? They're all like wearing them, and then they went behind, they hid behind the bush, and then the woman like pulled a shocked face, this old woman. And then, so what else could they have been doing apart from something bad? Do you know what I mean? And then there were these children's building blocks, and they spelt hepatitis.
What?
Yeah. I can't remember the others, but there were all these pictures from, is it Biff and Kipper or Biff? Maybe the chat now.
Biff and Chip, people have said.
Biff and Chip. I think Kipper's a different book. But these little subliminal messages in the children's cartoons, in these books that you read at primary school, there was a thread on Twitter. I'll get Sam to send you it if you want. There were just all these horrible things going on. So it might be good for us to talk about children's books at one point, but I'm not sure how we would do that because they don't really have many words. I'm not sure how we'd do it.
No, we'll have a think about that. We'll have a think about that. Kelt asked Mark, think national, act local. How can we downscale PA's national 20-point goals to real-world local initiatives? Well, that's down to regional organisers, really. I mean, I think that every one of our 20-point plan or much of our 20-point plan can be applied at local levels. You know, we talk about planning for mosques. That can be applied at local level. We talk about teaching children the right things in schools, that can be applied at a local level. We talk about issues to do with the Greenbelt, housing, all of those things are national issues and local issues. I think it's pretty easy to go through our 20-point plan and apply most of those plans to local initiatives. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we provide the framework, really, of what we stand for. And obviously that will be developed over time because we're still only 18 months old, so there's still lots more to figure out. But, you know, anything that we want to advance through activism, community building, we can do it, really. You've just got to have the creativity. Oh, Mark's gone. Oh, no, what do I do? Has Mark gone for you guys as well? Oh, he's back. Hello. You okay?
The wrong button on my mouse.
You took yourself out.
That was a pure moment of foolery. An Englishman asked, hi, Mark, could you recount your story of your road rage at the cyclist, also 14 for the iconoclast returning? I'll tell the road rage story. I was on the phone to Laura using my hands-free kit. I didn't have the phone pressed against my ear or anything. And it was a nice hot day and I was cruising along. And Laura, I don't think Laura had ever heard my true unbridled rage before. I was going down this road and it's about 40, I think it changes between 40 and 60 miles an hour. And the council have spent absolutely thousands putting in these raised cycle lanes. So it's a single carriageway road. It's right out of the way. It's brand new. It's tarmacked. It's basically a way to avoid going through a city centre. So, you know, it's like the ring road. It's like a new piece of ring road. And down there, there's all these raised cycle paths and they're beautiful new tarmac. They're perfect for cycling. They're absolutely safe. And there I am in some snake of like 10, 12 cars going at like 15 miles an hour. I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? And I'm getting angrier and angrier. And I think Laura could tell my temper. was getting worse and worse. And when I went past the cyclist who was, and this cyclist, he's not using the cycle path. The council spent tens of thousands preparing just for him. No, he's got to use the road. Because, I mean, why use the raised cycle path with perfect new laid tarmac when you can use the road and get in my way and make me late for my lunch? Well, at this point, I just exploded. And I don't think Laura had ever heard me lose my temper before. Have you ever heard me lose my temper as much as that again?
Do you want the honest answer?
Yeah, give us the honest. Have you ever... When did it
I hear you lose your temper about once a week, but it's always... You don't get stressed about big things. You get stressed about someone like walking in front of you too slow or taking too long at the self-checkout or something. You find with the big things, the big questions of life, but the little things really annoy you.
They do. Things like that really, really get to me. I'll give you a good example. I went to the gym today and there's two cable machines, each with a pair of cables, and I want to use two cables at the same time. And there's one person on one machine and one person on the other. And I was getting really annoyed. I was thinking to myself, why can't you just both? You're only using one cable each. Why don't you both use the same machine so I can use them together? But luckily, before my temper could truly get the better of me, one of them upped and left, which made it bad. And the thing I really hate at the gym, I really hate this, is when people eat bananas at the gym. At my old gym, there was always this guy who used to sit scoffing bananas as he would exercise for energy. And they were always those really overripe bananas. So if it's a hot day, you could just smell these stinking, overly ripened bananas. And I felt just like getting a grip of him and saying, look, mate, you know, this isn't a crash, it's a gym. You and your bananas, off you go. And also, curiously, he'd always take his shoes off and walk around barefoot. I think there was something wrong with him. It'd probably best I left him alone. He'd be the kind of guy that would go mad and sort of have murdered me for telling him off. But yeah, I suppose I do get annoyed about little things. But that cyclist wasn't a little thing. I can tell you, the council spent tens of thousands. I'm getting angry just thinking about it. I mean, you know, why do they build... It should be illegal if there's a cycle lane to use the road. Can we make the PA 21 point plan, Laura? 21 point plan, add the cycle lane thing in?
Yeah, as long as we can add something about women with double prams using them in busy supermarkets on a Saturday. That annoys me when you can't get down the aisle.
Half Pint asks, hi Mark and Laura, is there any news on Grandma Towler's recipe book? The answer is basically no, because the police won't give Laura a laptop.
Well, they actually gave me a USB stick with all my Grandma Towler's files on it, and they gave me that I think about 2 weeks ago. So I've actually been working on it again, and it was already about two-thirds of the way done. So basically I just need to keep adding a couple of recipes and pictures to the file every day, and then once I've done them all, I'm going to send it to Mark and he's going to make it look really professional, like a proper book, and then it will be ready. So hopefully not too much longer.
I've just thought the thing that annoys me most, possibly the most in the whole world, when I go to a supermarket, I always park away from the supermarket, so my car isn't near anyone else's car. So you don't get somebody pulling up with like a little army of kids who bang their car door into yours. No one rams a trolley into you. You know, I park my car away from anyone. And the most irritating thing is when you've parked like 12 cars away from any other car, somebody comes and parks up next to you really tight. And it's just your car, their car, and there's like 10 spaces either side. That has got to be, I mean, Laura, you don't drive, so you won't know that pain.
No, but people do that on public transport, and that annoys me. I always want to go sit by myself away from everyone, and it'll be like an empty bus or an empty train, and someone will sit next to you and you're like,
oh God,
away, please.
yeah. And I also, on a train, if somebody sits next to me and then they start munching some food in my ear or doing something like that, or sniffing, or, you know, playing with it, oh God, I can't be doing with any of that. You're so right. These things would be dealt with under a PA government. Kelt said, do you know when and where PA was founded? What date was it? It was in September 2019 at our first conference. That was the official founding. The date will be somewhere. Alligator Snapping Turtle said, I'm excited to see what nationalist businesses could be next. Perhaps a dressmaking business run by a wash. Oh, God. Oh, God. I I'm going to have to read that out. But it says, perhaps a dressmaking. Everyone heard what I said. Did you hear, Laura?
Yeah, I was quite excited about that then. And then
it was a joke. Yeah. That's good. And you caught me. I've got to read these questions before I read them out loud. But that was good. Alligator snapping turtle, you win this round, my friend. And we have two last paid super chats. Pleasant Pheasant Plucker gave £3 and said another £3 for the good work on the White Lives Matter thing. My fear is if people hear it, they think, oh, you're just appropriating BLM for your own white supremacist views. But you're right. Well, thank you so much. And yes. And Trish 65535 gave another $5. Thank you so much tonight. She said, here's Laura's D Live and her subscribe star. So if people can put those in the main chats, that would be appreciated. And finally, Cruella said, we'd just like to say congratulations to Sam and Laura and that you look glowing, Laura. First babies are usually late, so you may have a New Year surprise. Mine was 2 days early.
Everybody keeps saying that I look glowing, but I don't know. What does that mean? Does it just mean that your skin looks clear?
No, it says you look really healthy. You do look really healthy and you look a lot thinner. You've lost so much weight. You're the only person over a pregnancy who's come out sort of looking thinner and in better shape. You do look fantastic.
Well, I wanted to do like a before and after photo of, do you know the first PA conference, which was in 2019? The photographs from that are just horrible. I remember you uploaded one to Instagram and I was like, take that down now.
You did, you ordered
it. I made you delete it. But like, I think between then and now, I've lost over 2.5 stone. But now I've got like a little bit of a bump. It's only a small bump, but you can see it. So I think I'm going to have to wait until afterwards now because it's just going to get bigger and bigger, isn't it? Which obviously I'm not complaining about. I'm very happy to be pregnant. But yeah, maybe next year for the photos.
And we have one last comment. An Englishman says, can we have a final shutdown of this idea that nationalists should be big on drinking tinnies? Yes, indeed. Get on the protein shakes. Get down the gym, do something good. Remember, it's Physique Friday. Get fit, get healthy, be the best you can. Well, it's been an amazing stream tonight. Very different from the last two streams, all white pills. On at our height on DLive, we had about 630 watching. At the height on Odyssey, we had about 160 watching, and we've had about 25 over on Entropy. So we've had about 800 on those platforms and just over 1,500. I'm just going to check. Sven sent me the numbers. He said we had 553 listening on audio and 980 on video. So we've had just over 2,300 in total watching the show tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Laura, do you have any final words before we wrap things up?
Just if you drink tea or coffee, check out grandmatowlers.co.uk, coming to America soon. And also check out the Patriotic Alternative website and Telegram channel, because we are going to be talking about Indigenous Peoples Day. We're going to provide all the instructions, all the downloadable stuff if you want to get a banner or posters, that kind of stuff. Get involved with us and let's make it even bigger than last year. I'm so excited to see what everyone comes back with. But thanks all for being here. I hope you enjoyed the stream and enjoy the rest of your Friday evening and have a nice weekend too.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for watching. I'd like to thank all of our regional organisers and activists for all the hard work. I'd obviously like to thank the lovely Laura Towler for joining me tonight. And I think we've had a really, really good stream. It's been high energy. Another massive thank you and congratulations to Barclay Walsh. You acted like a champ. For a 16-year-old lad to go through all that, keep his head up high and come out as a winner. What a guy. He deserves a round of applause. Thank you so much to all those who donated so generously. From the bottom of my heart, it means an awful lot. And most of all, thank you to everyone in this community. 2,300 plus watching live tonight. Absolutely wonderful numbers, wonderful growth. And I cannot wait for the month after White Lives Matter Day to report on that. It's going to be big. Go to our website, patrioticalternative.org.uk, and there you will see ways that you can get involved. And we'll be sending out mass emails next week telling everyone about it, telling everyone how to get involved, what to do. Regional organizers will know it's going to be big. So with that said, we will be back on Sunday for our book review. and that will be on DLive and Odyssey. That will be The Host and The Parasite. I'll be with Laura and Sally and Natty. Really looking forward to that. And I will see you again after that next week for Patriotic Weekly Review. The special guest will be Charlie Big Potatoes. So again, really looking forward to that. So have a great weekend, everybody. If you're out on PA activities, good luck and stay safe. And to everyone else out there, stay strong, keep fighting, and we'll see you again soon. Thank you and good night.